Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
248-539-9797 is the number. I just want to get that thrown out there. Ticket text is the 97136. And hopefully I piqued your interest, because this is what is percolating out there in NFL America. It now does appear, I wouldn't say official, but certainly getting closer to it, that the Steelers will apparently trade Antonio Brown. All right? Their owner, Dan Rooney II, whatever, Art Rooney II, whatever, came out and said that it would be hard to envision the Pro Bowl receiver returning to the Steelers. As you know, he got into a tiff with Roethlisberger or whatever, so left at halftime of their last game that they needed to win. It appears irreparable, and they're willing to deal him. They said everything is on the table. They're willing to deal him. So I can hear you saying, oh, so what, Woj? What does that mean for us? Here's what it means for yous. If, in fact, the Steelers are going to trade Antonio Brown, I have found at least two different of those fancy betting websites, MyBookie Sportsbook, and there's another one, that have the Lions either second or third best chances to land Antonio Brown. Now, hear me out. And I know our buddy Dave Burkett from the Free Press wrote earlier in the week that the Lions should try to trade for Antonio Brown. I know what you're saying. No! Not so fast, my friend. He's 30 years old. I get that. He is an unbelievable wide receiver. Do you know that Antonio Brown has topped 1,250 yards receiving six straight seasons? He averages about 1,500 yards a year since 2013. He is 30 years old. He can be a little unpredictable, obviously, with what has gone on there. But you know what? He's not the only one that has been caught up in the blank storm that the Steelers have become. Le'Veon Bell is out there as well. So maybe it's not all Antonio Brown. Maybe there's something toxic now with the Steelers, which is odd to say since they've been such a stable franchise. And would you, because I think it would take, honestly, I think it would take at least a first round pick, maybe a first and a second the following year. And Amari Cooper, the Cowboys got him from the Raiders. They had to give up a first round pick. And you know what? It immediately boosted the Cowboys' offense. Now, before I tell you what I would do, I'm going to tell you why I think the Lions are being bandied about as a team that would go after Antonio Brown. I told you, Dave Burkett wrote about it. Websites are saying the Lions could be the one that goes after them. You say, why? And I say, Bob Quinn needs something. Not a PR move. I'm not saying a PR move. Antonio Brown's a great player. It's not a PR move at all. But they have gone so far in on Stafford. And the 6-10 season should have lit some urgency in that organization. I think if they thought they would just, you know, build this up, fix the offense one year, fix the defense the next year, all of a sudden, I think that there's more pressure to make a quicker impact. And I also think Bob Quinn, with more salary cap space this year, I think he can be a big game hunter, a big player hunter. Remember, he said, and everybody knew, they wanted to trade for Rob Gronkowski. They were going to do it, but Gronkowski didn't want to come, didn't want to leave the Patriots. If you're willing to take a chance on Gronk with all of his injury problems, again, I'm not saying it's the right move, but I do believe Quinn would take a chance on Antonio Brown with all of his issues or malcontents or whatever it is. Is he a problem? Well, if he's a problem, he still managed to average 1,500 yards the last six seasons. He's 30 years old. He would cost you about $21, $22 million on your salary cap, but he signed for two affordable years after that. And, you know, you say you have Kenny Golladay already. Well, you do, but you don't have Golden Tate, and you might not have Marvin Jones. They might let him go. So, two questions here. Do you think the Lions, do you think Bob Quinn, do you think the Lions would make that leap? And do you think they should? 248-539-9797. The ticket text is the 97136. Understanding, almost for sure, I think you'd have to give up a number one, a first round draft pick for him. And, well, they do have the eighth overall pick. I don't think you can do a future for it. It would have to be this year. Is that too high? What if you could get it for 2 seconds? What if you could get it for a second rounder and Marvin Jones? What if you can get him for that? One of the websites that I was looking at that was speculating upon this trade possibility, as it becomes now seemingly apparent that he will indeed be dealt, came up with, they listed the Lions as the second best possibility behind the Cowboys. And the Colts are also up there, too. The Colts make a lot of sense. The Colts have like $120 million in salary cap space. The Lions have about $32 million or whatever. They have enough, okay? Here's what they say about the Lions' possibility. This is from SB Nation, about the Lions' possibility of trading for Antonio Brown, all right? This is outside of the Detroit area. This is a national perspective on the Lions. All right, let me read it to you. Listen up. The Lions were toothless in Matt Patricia's first season, effectively raising a white flag at the trade deadline by trading free agent to be Golden Tate. That left Detroit's offense devoid of weapons beyond Kenny Golladay and an injured Kerryon Johnson, forcing Matthew Stafford to suffer through a major slump in a 6-10 season. We can debate whether they forced him to go into a slump or not. Detroit needs to make a splash to punch up its offense, and luring Brown to the NFC would certainly qualify. A Brown, Golladay, Marvin Jones trio, gives you shivers, doesn't it? Would give Stafford plenty of field stretching options and create extra breathing room for Kerryon Johnson. Okay. Now, the downside is it would keep Detroit from acquiring the young defensive talent Patricia's looking for to build his new team from the bottom up. The Lions have plenty of holes to fill and don't have the kind of draft capital the Raiders have to burn. The Raiders have like three first-round picks. Here is their suggested offer. The Lions trade their 2019 first-round pick. They trade Philadelphia's 2019 third-round pick, acquired in the Tate trade, and they throw in linebacker Jalen Reeves-Maben to get Antonio Brown. All right, two questions. Would you do it? Second question, do you think Bob Quinn would do it? Because my answers are different. No, I wouldn't do it. Yes, I think Bob Quinn would do it. All right, we'll go to the phones when we return. Oh, I know it's juicy. I know when the bogey kid isn't around, Woji dives into the juicy topics. Oh, by the way, Happy New Year! Woo! Forgot to start with that. We'll get to that. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Little football, little trade speculation on a Friday. Let's get her going on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.